Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and for the presentations that we've so far listened to. Yes, we cannot overemphasize the importance of stranded assets, localization, stranded skills as well, and of course, just very lately, the importance of the Inga Dam. But there are other areas which I think the Global South nations, especially the commodity-dependent countries, should focus on, and that is emission trading. We don't have the knowledge and the competence to get involved in emission trading. Currently, most Global North national companies are buying up forests and many other properties in the Global South in preparation for the market of the emission trading. And it is important that, just like Madame Schulenberg said a couple of minutes ago, that the Global South, especially the commodity-dependent countries, organize themselves to go back to the lessons we've learned from Sheikh Rashid Al-Rushai, that training and education is very, very important to achieve this. And Africa, and especially commodity-dependent countries who are forced to de-industrialize, need at least to have a source of income or a complementary source of income by understanding how emission trading works. Verification, monitoring, preparing the documents that goes with it, and of course, the enormous profit that comes with it. Since, from experience, investments fund is an issue, and promises of the past have not been fulfilled, maybe we can, you know, recapture some of the losses we're making through some changes in the use of fossil fuel through emission trading. So I think they should reflect on forming a group of interests that will organize trainings for local people that will understand how emission trading works. Thank you.